Phoenix Books presents The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul, the second book in the Dirk Gently series, written and performed in its entirety by Douglas Adams. This unabridged performance is copyright 2015 Phoenix Books. It has been digitally remastered from the original 1999 Dove Entertainment sound recording.
It can hardly be a coincidence that no language on earth has ever produced the expression as pretty as an airport. Airports are ugly. Some are very ugly. Some attain a degree of ugliness that can only be the result of a special effort. This ugliness arises because airports are full of people who are tired, cross, and have just discovered that their luggage has landed in Murmansk. Murmansk Airport is the only known exception to this otherwise infallible rule. And architects have, on the whole, tried to reflect this in their designs. They have sought to highlight the tiredness and crossness motif with brutal shapes and nerve-jangling colours to make effortless the business of separating the traveller forever from his or her luggage or loved ones, to confuse the traveller with arrows that appear to point at the windows, distant Tyrax, or the current position of Ursa Minor in the night sky, and, wherever possible, to expose the plumbing on the grounds that it is functional, and conceal the location of the departure gates, presumably on the grounds that they are not. Caught in the middle of a sea of hazy light and a sea of hazy noise, Kate Schechter stood and doubted. All the way out of London to Heathrow, she had suffered from doubt. She was not a superstitious person, or even a religious person. She was simply someone who was not at all sure she should be flying to Norway. But she was finding it increasingly easy to believe that God, if there was a God, and if it was remotely possible that any godlike being who could order the disposition of particles at the creation of the universe would also be interested in directing the traffic.